The city of St. Paul, Minnesota is getting ready for its time in the spotlight next week when it hosts the Republican National Convention. St. Paul is the smaller of the Twin Cities and often plays second fiddle to Minneapolis, but not next week. One goal of city leaders is to make St. Paul seem like it's hopping, even if that's a bit of a stretch. From Minnesota Public Radio, Tom Weber reports.
Minneapolis has hosted Super Bowls, Final Fours, All-Star Games, and even the 1892 Republican Convention. Now it's St. Paul's turn. And one way the capital city has rolled out the red carpet is with a program called the RNC Red Carpet Retail Initiative. It's for people like Bobby Collins, whose toy store wasn't here a month ago and won't be here this time next month.
I've gone on a wild elephant hunt. I have lots of different toys that have elephants. And, of course, you know, typically when you go out of town, you have to bring a toy home for the children. So I have lots of toys that will fit easily in a suitcase.
Collins sells a brand called Discovery Toys, toys for all ages meant to work the brain.
If you notice, all these pieces fit in this box. So try to fit them back in again.
Oh, dear. I did.
You are the first person I've ever seen do it quickly.
I did it.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Her store is snuggled inside a glassed-in 200-square-foot space in the St. Paul Skyway. Winter is so cold here that each city's downtown has almost an entire second city built on the second floors, connected by skyways. The only problem is more and more of those St. Paul Skyway storefronts are closed, but not next week.
This is just good through Friday. You can come back and get 20% off your total purchase or give it to a friend. Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
The initiative allows businesses to score leases as short as 5 days. Most importantly, it fills up the Skyway in time for the convention. Matt Anfang heads the Greater St. Paul Building Owners and Managers Association.
We want to give everyone an opportunity to walk past the storefront and look in a window and see something different rather than a for lease sign.
St. Paul is also letting bars stay open until 4 a.m. during the convention week, all part of the effort to shed the city's sleepy reputation. Joanna Burgos and Melissa Sabotin are Republican Party staffers, relocated from Florida and California. They've lived in St. Paul the past few months and say they've definitely noticed the difference between the two cities.
The first time we went to Minneapolis, we're driving down the street, remember? We're like, oh my God, this is like a bustling metropolis.
It's a booming metropolis over here.
Delegates are booked at hotels across the metro region, so Minneapolis is sure to keep its night scene. But conventioneers won't be the only influx of people. The Grand Old Party's Grand Old Party opens on Labor Day, also the last day of the popular Minnesota State Fair. Plus, it's move-in weekend for the University of Minnesota, which has an enrollment of around 50,000 students.
There is a lot of potatoes being squeezed into a small sack.
St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman says planners have spent months getting ready for all the extra people.
I would be absolutely crazy to say that you're not going to see an increase in traffic, but that's part of hosting an event like this, and I think we should kind of view that as a great thing.
And there's also been attention paid to some who are not coming here. At least 8 sitting Republican U.S. senators plan to skip the convention. Most of them, like Elizabeth Dole of North Carolina and Susan Collins of Maine, say they've got tight re-election races this fall and don't want to lose valuable campaign trail time. Democrats say the no-shows are trying to distance themselves from an unpopular president, but Minnesota GOP Senator Norm Coleman defends them and even says he'd join them under different circumstances.
So I think those who come here will have an extraordinary time, but the colleagues that don't come are coming, staying home only because they've got tough races. If the convention wasn't in St. Paul, I wouldn't be at the convention.
Another Republican senator with an inauspicious tie to the Twin Cities won't be at the convention. Idaho's Larry Craig was arrested last year at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport in a bathroom sex sting. He's trying to withdraw his guilty plea in a case that will go to trial about a week after the convention ends. By that time, Bobby Collins' toy store will be about to close. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Paul.